This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. It's one thing to say that we're spiritual, meaning that we're concerned with our spirits or souls. It's another thing to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. A Jesus follower's goal is to connect what we believe with the way we actually live. Much of the writing of the Apostle Paul in the Bible was about encouraging Jesus followers to live in alignment with the gospel. We also struggle to balance the influences that we allow into our lives. Paul often reminded the early churches to act differently in some ways than those around them who did not follow Jesus. Early church members brought their old lifestyles into the church: abuses of alcohol, abuses of sex, dishonesty, and others. Each of these was a symptom of a heart not fully transformed by the ways of Jesus. Harming ourselves or one another is what we were rescued from through Jesus. Paul says living in the old ways makes it impossible to inherit the kingdom of God. The Corinthians were washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of God. When we internalize that truth, our actions should reflect Jesus more than they reflect our environment. In other words, when the input is good, the output should also be good. What would Paul write to you or your church? Are you reflecting the harmful behavior of those who don't understand the kingdom of God? Or are you living in the reality of your rescue?
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.